Hello and welcome back to Practical Manifesting for Busy Women. This is a podcast dedicated to those of us who are juggling a ton of responsibilities and really want to live joyful lives as creators rather than reactors to life. So we all know that sometimes it's just really hard because we feel like we have a ton of balls in the air, and some days we're just happy if only a few drop. So there's a lot of drama in the world. There always is. And I think there always has been. I'm hopeful that we will one day create a world of peace, but we're not there yet. Let's be honest. But if we want a world of peace, it has to come from somewhere. And we're better than you. One of the things I teach is A Course in Miracles. And it says we only need one person. We just need one person, really. Each one of us has a responsibility in creating a world full of light. And if you happen to be lucky enough to be living in a place where you can work on creating a life you love, where you can work on the higher energy systems, then you're actually a benefit to the world when you shine brightly. And I really want to help you do that. You know, I'm a human and I live a human life. And I was scrolling through TikTok the other day and there was a bunch of people applauding a celebrity, actually a celebrity that I love, for holding grudges. And I thought that was interesting. And I understand that there's some things that people do on planet Earth. There's some things that people do that are just really hard to forgive. There's some things that people do that are heinous. And I'm not saying that there's not evil people in this world, because there are. There are people who have strayed so far from light that they are darkness, right? I would not deny that. But the thing about holding grudges is, remember this, whatever is in your energy field, right now, you are poised to create more of. Whatever you're focused on and holding that grudge against is something that you are. It's something that you vibrate to. So if you don't want more of that, then you have to do something about that. It's up to you. And it's also inspiring. Let's be honest. Sometimes we have experiences where people's negativity inspires us to create wonderful music, or to create wonderful art, or to create wonderful words. There's all different ways that we get inspiration in the world. So I'm not here to judging. However, it's a matter of, what do you want to create in your life? Do you want peace? Do you want to manifest a life you love? Or are you willing to let that thing hold you back? Whatever you focus your attention on grows. And everything counts. You can't hold on to grudges here and create this miraculous peace over here. Whatever you hold on to, whatever grudge you hold on to, is going to take away from your peace. So if you're willing to settle for less than calm, if you're willing to settle for less than peace, then by all means, hold on to grudges. Who am I to tell you what to do? However, if you really want to create a wholly joyous, wholly full of light life, if you want your life just to get better and better, those are things worth considering. Everything counts. And I know this stuff is hard, but the thing is, we keep recreating things until we let go of them. We just do. It's that simple. We do not let go of something by focusing on it. We don't. And letting go is a process. And that process in A Course in Miracles is called forgiveness. And by forgiving it, we redefine it. We take our power back in forgiveness by redefining it, by deciding what that thing taught us. When we can understand what it taught us, and now we have what we want to learn from it, now we have a purpose from it. And we can let go of the story and keep the lesson. I talk about this all the time. We want to let go of the story, the drama, the pain, but keep the purpose, keep the lesson. What is it teaching me? How am I going to use that thing to catapult me into my better life, into my more loving existence? And then what we do is we take all of our time and attention and put it into what we want to create. And one of the reasons manifesting is so hard is because we're not usually just manifesting a thing. We're manifesting a life. We're manifesting our life. And we're currently doing that right now. So whatever is going on in your life is what you've manifested. And if you don't love it, that's okay. You can recreate it. And if you feel like you can't recreate it, I'm going to say this again because I say it a lot. A Course in Miracles teaches, and so do the Seth books, that there's not one thing that you're experiencing that you cannot find relief in. There's not one thing that you're experiencing that cannot be turned into what the Course in Miracles calls a holy encounter. There's not one thing that you're experiencing that can't be made better. We have a lot of programming. So my goal in this podcast is to help you find ways that you can reprogram yourself, your thinking, and reprogram your energy field, but in a way that doesn't make you have to spend 35 hours a day writing and thinking and meditating. I want to help you find small snippets of time that you can use effectively so that you can start the process of changing your energy field. Of course, I do have longer programs. They're all called Empowering You. And my longer program, Empowering You, my advanced class, is for those who have more time. If you have a half an hour a day to give to this kind of stuff, then give a half an hour a day. But if you don't, please listen to this podcast and get snippets of time. That's why I've created it. So today I'm going to talk about a topic that I really enjoy when it comes to trying to focus on what I want. And why I love this topic so much, why I think this is such a great topic for busy people, is that we could do it while we could fit it in snippets of time in our busy day. And this topic is visualization. Now, I apologize to the 3% of the population that cannot visualize. I did not know there was such a thing until I actually encountered it in coaching many years ago. And then I looked it up and found out why, yes, it's a real thing. And it's called, and I may mutilate this, it's called aphantasia. I think it's how it's pronounced. So if I pronounce that incorrectly, I apologize. But if you happen to have aphantasia, but then visualization is not for you. But you could actually instead say things out loud. There's a lot of other tools for you. And you absolutely can manifest. So don't worry. Just if you can't visualize, it doesn't mean that you can't manifest. It just means you have to up the other tools a little bit. The other things that I'll be talking about in this program. But for today, we're going to be talking about visualization. And I would say this, when you have more than a few minutes and you're on your own, it's good to practice your visualizations so that you can use them when you're on the run. So what is visualization? It's simply coming up with a picture of what you want in your mind. Just come up with a picture of what you want. Think about what you want and then imagine yourself living it. Imagine yourself living it and imagine how it would feel. And that's the best way to visualize. Imagine yourself living it. Imagine yourself in the outcome of it and how it would feel. And if you can do those things, if you could do that, you're working with the law of creation, which I talked about last week, which is the law of creation says that we can't create anything until we can think about it. And anything that's ever been created was thought about first. The law of attraction states that like things are drawn together. So the more you become something, the more you attract it. The Course in Miracles describes that as having and being as the same thing. So in essence, manifesting is becoming what you want to see in the world. And how do we become it? We become it emotionally and we believe in it. And when you can access the feeling of something and you can believe it's possible for you and then start to see it as possible for you and you start to live as if it's here, you're well on your way to manifesting. The problem is a lot of people will see this as crazy. And so the world is starting to come around to it because I've been teaching this stuff for a long time and more people are learning about manifesting and starting to think that could be true and starting to prove it because I have a lot of clients that I have worked with over time who have manifested amazing things. So let's get back to visualization. So visualizing is coming up with a picture in your head. So now I'm going to offer a tool that you can use. You can do it right now while you listen to this podcast. Or if you're driving, please don't, because I'm going to have you close your eyes. So do it whenever you get a chance. If you want to do it on the fly, you could just come up with a picture. But the first thing that you say is, what do I want? How would my life be different? What would that look like? What would I be doing? Where would I be? Where would I be going? Who'd I be going with? What would the weather be like in it? Am I inside or am I outside? Am I walking or am I sitting? Am I home or am I somewhere else? Come up with a picture that feels fun. When you have your right picture, when you think about it, you feel excited. When you have your right picture, when you think about it, you feel thrilled. There was a time in my life, I was 50 pounds overweight, and I kept picturing myself 50 pounds lighter. And now I am that way, and I have been for a very long time. You already started the process of manifesting if you can look at your picture and feel really good about it. Once you've come up with something, start seeing if you can increase the colors. Can you increase the joy? Can you increase the fun? Can you make it even better? And then once you have a picture you absolutely love, put your hand over one of your eyes. I know your eyes are already closed. It doesn't matter. Just put your hand over one of your eyes. What that does is it activates the other side of your brain. Each eye controls one side of your brain. And even if that wasn't true, just try it and see, does the picture change? I find when I'm trying to create a picture in my head, if I cover just one eye, my picture changes. I've done this with countless clients. Some of them, it doesn't. So if you see the same picture with your right eye covered, and it still is bright and still is sunshiny and still makes you feel great, fabulous. If not, increase the color, increase the picture, make it happier, make it more joyful. And then once you have that, move over to your other eye and then make sure in the other eye you could see the same picture and it's still as joyous and it's still as happy and it's still as fun. Once it feels really great, take your hands away and see your picture again and see if you can increase the joy. And now you have your visualization and use that visualization throughout your week. It took 3 minutes of work. So the goal whenever you're using that visualization throughout the week is it should feel good. It should make you feel happy every time you look at it. If it doesn't, put it away. And when you go home, increase the joy, make the picture better, and do it again. This is so great. You can do it online at the store, at the doctor's office. When you're listening to that whole music, close your eyes and visualize. I once was listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer and he was talking about meditating and he said everybody could find time to meditate. He said, here's a great thing. When you get to a red light, close your eyes. Don't worry. The people behind you will let you know when you're done meditating. Instead of closing your eyes to meditate, close your eyes to visualize when you're at a red light. While you're changing channels, during the commercial break, if you happen to have a commercial break, during the commercial break, visualize. Think about your picture as often as you can. I say every time you walk into the bathroom, visualize. Don't do it in the middle of a board meeting. Don't do it when you're on the phone with your boss or a client. Obviously, you want to be present. See, one of the caveats in all of the work is the most important thing that you can do for manifesting, the most important thing that you can do, the best way to manifest is to be happy in present time. So, you want to make sure you stay in present time when you're visualizing. You don't want to be daydreaming in the middle of a very important task. This is a way to daydream when the appropriate time and appropriate opportunities show up. You know, when you're walking the dog, this is a good time to do it. But the rule is, the most important rule is when you picture your visualization, it should make you feel happy. You want to take snippets of your day and spend them doing this. So thank you for joining me. And I hope this helps. I'm going to give tools every week and little things that you can do, inspiration for you. If you're trying to become the best version of yourself and you want to be a creator, remember that daydreaming is not time wasting if it makes you feel good. The most important thing that we could do in manifesting is be in the present time. And the world is not going to support you to do it. It's just not, but I will. The world is going to say, okay, that's great, but does it pay the bills? Eventually it does, I promise you. You have to think about something in order to create it. You just do. And the more you focus on what you want and give yourself the gift of focusing on what you want, the more you can do that, the better your life becomes. The more you know that you are the creator of your life and the more of you let go of judgment of others. And every time you find yourself judging others, this is what I try to do. Whenever I try to find myself judging others or thinking bad about other people or thinking they should or shouldn't, I say, oh, I could be thinking about something else instead. Let me focus on what I want. Remember, the Course in Miracles says the strain of constant judgment is virtually intolerable. It is curious that an ability so debilitating would be so deeply cherished. So when you find yourself looking out into the world and thinking the world does this to me, remind yourself, oh, I'm a creator, and start picturing your vision. Picture what you want. Come up with your visualization. And for those of you who have an inability to picture, don't worry. I'm going to be giving you some tools next week. You can do this. And if you're interested in all those other tools and you'd like to work with me, I am giving a live free class this Friday for anyone who shows up. All you have to do is email me, kim@kimmazzella.com. It is free. It is on Zoom, but you have to email me for the Zoom link. And it's going to be all about the four step to manifesting what you want. And I'm going to walk you through the process, and then you'll get to meet with me to do it. So I look forward to meeting you then. So regardless, remember, life is super short. So please be kind, have fun, and love everything. Thank you so much for listening.